bad guy's tale. They fought big villains before, alone and together, in 18 films set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, Marvel's best superheroes must take on their most dangerous enemy yet, Thanos, a warlord determined to gain control of the universe. All he needs to succeed are 6 small gemstones, called the Infinity Stones, with magical powers. So it's going to take every superhero in the land to make a stand against him. After 18 films, Avengers Infinity War, released in Chinese mainland cinemas on May 11th, is a crossroads for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. On the one hand, a lot of things happen that change the path forward for the characters we've come to know and love over the last decade. On the other, the film amounts to a drastic shift in storytelling. In Infinity War, the main character isn't Tony Stark, nor is it Steve Rogers, Thor, or Doctor Strange. In fact, the main character isn't any one of our superheroes at all, but Thanos. But the movie isn't told from Thanos' point of view. Instead, Infinity War does an excellent job of explaining why this bad guy wants to have all of the Infinity Stones. Make no mistake, he's still the enemy. However, Infinity War does such a good job that at a few parts, you nod along and say to yourself, "Okay, Thanos, now I know why you want to do this." The biggest surprise about Infinity War is how well the movie flows together. At no point is the film at all confusing. We understand who is fighting whom, and what the risks and rewards are for each fight. It's not overcrowded, like one might believe, even with so many heroes involved. Science fiction author Douglas Adams once wrote, "Space is big. You just won't believe how vastly, hugely big it is. I mean, you may think it's a long way down the road to the chemists, but that's just peanuts to space." Replace the word space with Avengers Infinity War, and you have a reasonable idea of the scope of this movie. In terms of cast, complexity, and box office revenue, indeed, it's both big and ambitious.